Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. 13 years ago, Rob Levin joined us in, as a great member of our brain trust, and it hasn't been the same ever since. Hey, Rob, happy anniversary, baby.
Thanks. Same to you.
13 years since you first joined us, and 14 years. 14 years since you joined us, and I'll do the math here in a minute. But anyway, thank you for 14 great years. It's been a blast. We appreciate your... It's been fun to watch you grow as an entrepreneur and continue to be successful in one endeavor after another. And now your RSL Media Company is just doing great. He's the CEO and editor-in-chief of that organization, which he founded. And we're talking about time, Rob, and the impact of time for entrepreneurs. One thing about time, you know, if you're the CEO of a small business and you're not – your world is not anything like this, the being the CEO of Exxon or IBM. Blasingame's third law of small business, Rob, states that a small business is not a little big business. But one thing that is the common denominator between you and the CEO of Exxon or IBM or whoever is we all have the same amount of time, don't we? And so much of whether we're successful or not depends on how effectively we use that time, right?
That's my point here, and it's something that you don't really hear a lot about. You know, we were talking about fortunate situations when you have to let go of somebody. You ask any business owner when they've had to let go of somebody after they did it, you know, what do they think? And they said, I should have done it 6 months ago. Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time, right?
But you used a term in the last segment. I want you to come back to. You talked about a process, and I learned. So one of my mentors talked to me one time about having a decision making process, and you don't hear that term a lot either. But one of the things I've always tried to have is a decision making process. It's not something you don't make notes about it. It's just the way you as you move through your life. As things happen and you find out that, you know, how valuable it is to make a decision, you wind up creating your own decision-making process. Having that well-developed and in your mind and being comfortable with it, that's powerful, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much so. So a process, a framework. I think you have to have these things in a number of areas in a business, but certainly when it comes to making a decision, having some sort of process that you stick by, you're going to refine it over the years, I think is very important. I'm going to jump ahead to the next yep. item here, because this one's one of my favorite. And it actually took me a little while to figure this one out, which is the importance of momentum, the importance of allocating some time to getting something done and getting it done, because momentum can be a powerful thing. In fact, in the IT world, these sprints, right? Agile computing. Now there's agile marketing. And the idea is, when you have momentum, when you do something in a short period of time, it gets done quicker, even if you have to put other things on hold, and usually it gets done more effective, and you're building momentum not only in the project, but throughout the entire organization. And the other part of this is to make sure, and a lot of business owners don't do this, is that you allocate time just to think and to work on some of these important things that may not be as urgent as a lot of the things that you might have to do. But these are the things that add a zero to your net worth mm-hmm. at the end of the day. It's making these important decisions about, well, what's my next product line going to be? Or should I acquire another company? Things like that. What do we want the brand to be about?
What I hear you talking about is not just momentum. I hear you talking about allocation too, because this is something we talk a lot about.
You're right.
On the show here, is making sure that you allocate time, the way you think about time should be, how much time do I need to spend managing things, and how much time do I need to focus on the future, which would be my role as a CEO. That's the thing that's small. This is where small businesses are different from big business CEOs. We have to manage sometimes, and then we have to step out of those shoes and step into the shoes of the CEO. And allocating that time, that's critical. That's where that zero comes from you talked about.
That's exactly right. It's the tactical and the strategic. And the key here is allocate the time, but come to a decision, right? So in other words, it's not like I'm going to allocate the time, I'm going to think about this. I mean, you might want to sleep on something if it's a really big deal for a day or 2 days, but get it, bring it to completion rather than letting it sit out there and I'll pick it up again next week. Then you're going to lose momentum. So you're right. It's really a combination of allocation and focusing and getting something done. So you're building that momentum.
Momentum
is really big when it comes to businesses because you're getting the troops on board too.
One of the things that helped me make decisions and have a decision-making process was to think about making a bad decision, not as failing, but as discovering something, learning something. If you don't make a decision, you won't learn as much as if you make a decision, even if it's wrong. What was it Edison is supposed to have said? Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. To me, I like making a decision just to see what I can learn. And I think that's an important part of the decision-making process. What do you think, quickly?
Agree 100%, Jeff.
I need your website, please.
RSLmedia.com and SMB.com.
RSLmedia.com. Rob Levin and I will be right back. We're going to talk more about time after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.